Once that is said, the question arises, well, how can we improve our behavior? Are there any suggestions you have? What does Gurudeva say about our behavior? What are some of the ways in which our behavior can be improved spiritually? Well, making good use of the Hindu temple is one of these ways. Gurudeva had a wonderful way of bringing the deities to life in people's minds so that they would conceive of them not as mere symbols, but as a real being, as a real person. For example, imagine a child, say an 8-year-old child, relating to a 70-year-old grandmother, wise, compassionate grandmother. The child just loves to go to the grandmother and hear stories and all, and it's really, really inspiring. Well, that should be how we feel about the deities in the temple. They should be that real to us, that inspiring to us. We feel they're wise and compassionate, and by being with them, we feel a little more knowledgeable and a little more peaceful, a little more serene about life. So Gurudeva once said, Ganesha and Muruga are real beings, just like you and me. The only difference is they don't have a physical body, but they can use mine anytime they want. What else are friends for? That's what he said. So it made it very real, you know, very real. That to him, they were totally real beings, just as real as each of us is to one another. You know, they weren't symbols or something abstract. They were real beings. It's just they don't have anything physical about them. So because they're not physical, not even astral, they're harder to see. They're harder to relate to. But they are there. And fortunately, we have the Hindu temple, and their blessings do come to us through the Hindu temple and can help us be uplifted, become centered, overcome sense of fear. A lot of people are in fear these days, fear of terrorism, fear of things going wrong. So going to the temple can help us rise above all these concerns. How? Just like being with the grandmother. By getting close, by learning how to feel the deity, feel the presence of the deity in the murti, and be uplifted because of it, have our problems solved because of it. We're working on a publisher's desk which incorporates some of these ideas, and we sent out an email request to a few individuals we know who were young adults, but when they were younger, when they were going to school, had some wonderful experiences with Lord Ganesha. This one young woman was really close to Lord Ganesha and would often go to Lord Ganesha before important examinations. This is an important time in your youth when you have a major examination. And so, major examination, you know, she wouldn't just stay up all night studying. She'd go to the temple. Go to the temple before the exam and worship Lord Ganesha, and gave some wonderful testimonies to us all on occasion how close Ganesha was to her at that moment, and how Ganesha's presence helped her do so well on the examination, that she never would have done as well as she did without the blessings of Ganesha. So that shows how close the deities can be in our life, and the point that one of the points that this editorial is going to develop is this is important to try and instill in children when they go to the temple, that they learn how to feel close to the deity and how to have the deity help them in their life, such as practical way when they go to school for examinations. They should do better on examinations because they go to the temple. Should be that practical. Um, I was reminded yesterday we gave some advice. Someone was looking for a job and not finding one. So we said, well, you know, first thing to do is to go to the temple, worship Ganesha sincerely, explain you're looking for a job, and then go out and look for one. So the person did that the next day, went to the temple, worshiped Ganesha, went back to a place of employment he had previously been to, walked right in, and the person said, oh, you're here for the job. Wonderful. That's what really happened. And so happens that they had an opening subsequent to his last being in there, and they had just placed an ad in the paper that was coming out that morning. And so the person thought he was responding to the ad. Of course, he hadn't read the ad. He was responding to Ganesha, who helped him be, you know, in the right place at the right time. That's one of the wonderful things about Ganesha's worship. Sometimes it seems we're in the wrong place and the time is wrong. We kind of get stuck in a cycle of life where our timing is off and nothing seems to work right. We go somewhere and we just miss someone. We do something else and they're gone. We do this and it doesn't work out. We're just kind of in a cycle where everything seems to be blocked. Our timing seems to be off somehow. Much worse than it usually is. Usually some things work and some things don't. But in this instance, nothing quite works right. What do? We worship Lord Ganesha to get back into the natural flow. Somehow we've gotten out of we've gotten too externalized. We've gotten too burdened by life. We need to turn in a little bit and get our natural sense of timing back so that we're more intuitive. We're not so externalized in how we're doing things, but we're more open to an inner flow of consciousness, which is what Lord Ganesha helps us experience. The consciousness is actually ours. When we first do it, we may think, oh, Lord Ganesha told me to do this, and I did it, and that happened. Ganesha is so smart. But actually, Ganesha is putting you in tune with your own smartness, your own intuition, your own superconscious or inner voice. He's helping you be attuned to it by the vibration he emanates. And when we're attuned to that part of us, our timing is better. Opportunities can just drop out of the sky, so to speak, because we're in the right place at the right time. So these opportunities are still in our karma, but even though they're in our karma, it doesn't mean they will manifest. In our karma means it's possible for them to happen to us at this time. But we also have free will. So what happens to us is not predetermined. It's like it's a multiple choice question always. What's predetermined is A, B, C, or D, you know, choose. So it's a constant series of choices. The choices are given to us by our karma, but exactly what choice we make and therefore what choice that leads to on the next question depends on us. And it all works out much better when we have the blessings of the deities. And that occurs when we really feel that they're real beings, just like Gurudeva did, when they're real beings, just like the wise grandmother if we're an eight-year-old. We love to run to grandmother and hear the stories. We feel so much better. We're uplifted. So the temple should be the same kind of experience, a very practical experience.